USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has passed a lifetime extension to the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund after lobbying by first responders and comedian John Stewart. 9/11 first responder John Field spoke after the bill was passed.
97-2. 97. When does the Senate ever get that?
Mark Esper is the nation's new defense secretary. He was easily confirmed by the Senate today in a 90-8 vote. Esper is an Army war vet and was Secretary of the Army when President Trump tapped him to run the Pentagon. Speaking to a conservative group of young people in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, President Trump notes he will always approve judges who uphold the Constitution.
We believe in the American Constitution, and we believe judges should interpret our Constitution as written.
The president also says the border wall is being built. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Take a listen to this exchange between himself and Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, on Russian interference regarding elections.
Is Russia or the Russians still trying to interfere in our election system?
The Russians are absolutely intent on trying to interfere with our elections through foreign influence.
Everything we've done against Russia has not deterred them enough. All the sanctions, all the talk, they're still at it.
Well, my view is until they stop, they haven't been deterred enough.
And they're still doing it.
Yes.
Family members of a victim of the Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX crash are suing Boeing and are preparing to sue the FAA, alleging a conspiracy between the two. And there's a claim that there's a civil conspiracy between Boeing and the FAA during the certification process. They're seeking hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As many NFL teams head back to training camp, one of the men who has inspired many of these teams and coaches that have been winners from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Los Angeles Rams, and Chicago Cubs is John Gordon. Now, Gordon is author of 18 books, including 6 bestsellers, including Training Camp and You Win in the Locker Room First. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Gordon, and one of the things I asked him was, when he goes and talks to these teams, what does he say to them, and how does he help them understand that ultimately talent wins, but it's not always only about talent?
When I work with the sports teams, I talk about the principles that make great teams great. These are the principles, guys, and if you want to be a great team, if you want to have a great season, you have to understand these principles, and you have to live them. You have to come together with optimism and belief. You have to make sure you're connected, because if you're not connected, you won't be committed. You have to have that shared vision and a greater purpose together. And you also have to pursue excellence together. Yeah, we come from different backgrounds. Yes, we also have different paychecks and pay scales and statuses within perhaps our league or even our team, but we can all come together for that common purpose to be great together. And if we want to be great together, egos won't get in the way. And you will totally, I've seen it happen so often, you will become an incredible team that accomplishes more than you ever thought possible.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.